Mark Sucky, his thread has took a 70% dive. What do you expect? Let's be honest, it's just a Twitter ripoff. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyton here. RayDog.com to support us, or PoliticalBombshow.com. Click on the store or support us. I tried the thread. In fact, I still have it in my phone, but I don't even... Where's my phone? I don't really use it because I barely use Twitter, and Twitter is the real thing. If you're going to go for something that's Twitter-like, you're going to go for the real Twitter. You're not going to go for... Did I even uninstall it? I may have uninstalled it because it really is not that good at all. It's not that good at all. Let's see. I don't see it. Which means... Oh, here it is. Threads. Let's see if I have any action. I doubt it, because like I said, I don't have anything going on. Nothing going on here. But if you do have the thread, you can follow Political Bomb Show if you'd like. But I don't really post anything here. I do most of my posting in Twitter. On Twitter, if I do post anything. But let's talk about it. I am not surprised or shocked by this, because it's a ripoff. As soon as I went in there to use it, it immediately feel like a Twitter ripoff. Zuckerberg's Threads app unravels. Usage drops off the cliff. Remember The Price is Right? They had a game, and you had to try to guess without going off the cliff, and the thing used to make that sound, do 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 do. I'm just thinking of it going over the cliff. I'm boo. Second consecutive week down 70%. 70%. Sucky Zucky's Threads app is rapidly caving and losing daily users, therefore putting pressure on Meta, its parent company, to add new features. Well, I can tell you one thing, that it's stupid. I don't know if it's still like that, but they forced you to link it up with your Instagram account. Otherwise, you can't get it. That's stupid. So you deserve to hemorrhage users. You're forcing people to have an Instagram account, just like they did with Facebook. I don't know, but they kind of infused Facebook and Instagram, and they're trying to use that same message, that same formula, and it's tanking. People aren't falling for it. And like I said, it's not that good of an app. I tried it. I have it on my phone, but I don't use it. I really don't. So Threads fallen to 13 million, down 70%. Hope I got to clear my throat. Let me put the mute. Sorry about that. 13 million down, about 70% from July 7 peak, the Wall Street Journal reported Friday, citing data from the market intelligence firm Sensor Tower. In addition, the average time that users spend browsing Threads on their iOS or Android phone decreased from 19 minutes to just partly 4. It's a ripoff. I don't know how else to put it. Sharp decline, someone tweeted, ironically tweeted about it. Sharp decline in numbers of Threads daily active users. And it's showing July 7th, they had 44 million. July 8th, it went down to 42 million. July 9th, 37 million. July 10th, 35 million. And all the way to July 17th, it only has 13 million. So that's a steep doody-doody-doo. Meanwhile, Threads' primary competitor, Twitter, continues to draw roughly 200 million active users per day. Well, you know why? Well, they're not forcing you to have another, like, it's like Elon Musk saying, for you to use Twitter, you have to own a Tesla. I'm being facetious here, but essentially that's what Facebook is kind of sort of doing, and it's not working. It's not working. So apart from that, I've seen many YouTube videos, content creators, who's gotten banned for no reason other than being conservative. So they're essentially, like how Twitter used to be, is how the thread is, and people aren't having it. So, yeah, ridiculous. I'm not gonna, you post anything that's leaning right center and they block it. So what do you expect? So Twitter is roughly 200 million active users per day, with the average time spent about 30 minutes. I'm a little tired. I had 3 hours of rest. So I was doing my friend's favor. We had our Bible study, and I like how we do it. We will study the Bible, and then usually we do it at the beginning, but we go around and ask how everyone's been doing and stuff. And so they know that I use my music as a journal. And so I was asked about my music, and so I told them, as a matter of fact, I just sent my new album, my fall album, which is coming out October 1st, to my distributors, and they wanted to hear it, so I didn't do that. And both of them who actually still use DVD players. I was like, wow. So what I did, I stayed up all night until like 2 in the morning, and the reason it took me so long is because I transcribed all the songs, not transcribed, what do you call it? I can't even think. I'm so tired. Subtitle. I put subtitles to all the songs. That took forever. So that took up the bulk of the time. Not to mention the stupid computer. You know, I need a new computer. Or just need to get off of Windows. I keep procrastinating. But I've been watching a lot of videos on Linux. And I probably won't do it on my main computer. I probably will still use Windows. But I have like 2 old computers. I'm going to throw Linux on there. And I don't know, DaVinci Resolve is, I don't like it. I put it on here. I don't know, it's because if it's a steep learning curve, I don't like it. I just don't like it. So anyway, once I get around to getting Linux on one of my older computers, because they can be still used. The hardware will be perfect for these lightweight Linux operating systems. And they make a lot of them Linux distros that's pretty user-friendly, coming from a Windows or Mac environment, which I am. So I'm going to do that eventually. But anyway, I've strayed way off topic here. Keep in mind that Twitter is accessible by phone and desktop. In fact, anybody with access to a web browser can use it. The same is not true of Threads, which for the time being is restricted only to users with either an iPhone or an Android. That being said, don't forget you have to link it to Instagram. You forgot about that a little bit. Anyway, I don't care, is the bottom line. I just don't care. Someone says here, someone tweeted, I'll join Threads when a desktop version becomes available. Well, don't. Don't beat and boat. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. It's you're on Twitter already. Stay with Twitter. If it's not even as good as Twitter, it really isn't. So I would just stay off of it. It's a waste of time. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and I will see you in the next one.